am Susan Britton. This is the interview with Ruby Harris for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on November the 7th, 2011 in the Sheridan Recreation Center in Sheridan, Arkansas. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio files and transcripts available to others?
Yes.
First, I would like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
You want my full name?
Yes.
RUBYEMARIEHARRIS.
Okay. And what city do you currently live in?
Did I live in?
Do you currently live in Sheridan?
I lived in the countryside.
Okay. Where do you currently live now? Do you live in Sheridan?
Yes, I'm a resident of Sheridan now.
Okay. Which is in what county is Sheridan in?
It's Sheridan Healthcare and Rehab.
Okay, which is in Grant County.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby, this interview is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share some memories and involvement with the Extension Homemakers program and tell me about the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers program?
Real good. I guess that's what you'd say, isn't it? Real good.
Okay, a good association. How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers program?
Well, one of my new neighbors told me about it, and my husband had gone to the service, and I need something.
Okay, how long have you been associated with the program?
About 68 years, I think, somewhere close to that.
Okay. What was the first club you were associated in, and around what year?
We had so many, I can't remember.
Well, if you can't remember the name, what area was it where you went to the club meetings?
It was probably about 1943 or 4.
Okay, in what area, in what community did you go to the club meetings at?
It was in the Sardis community.
Okay, are you presently a club member? And if so, tell us the name of the club in the county and the district.
I don't know that. I haven't been. I haven't had access to it yet.
Okay.
They, out there, none of them knows anything about the Extension Club.
At the nursing home?
Yeah.
Okay, does the name, the Ephesus Extension Homemaker Club, does that sound familiar?
Well, I guess that's about the last one that I got to attend.
Oh, okay, because you've been at the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for a few months. Okay, and that's also in Grant County, and we're...
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any special remembrances of the very first meeting or your very first club meeting? Can you share a special memory?
Well, the best thing I remember about it was I had just had all my teeth extracted, and I didn't have my dentures yet. And I was so afraid that everybody wouldn't be really accepting me.
Well, were they accepting?
Oh, yes, they accepted me right off.
Okay. Well, why did you join the Extension Homemaker Club?
Well, I had moved to a new territory, and I didn't know all the neighbors, and I wanted to know my neighbors, and so I said, well, that would be a good thing.
Okay. Why have you continued your membership?
Hmm?
Why have you continued to be a member all these years?
Well, I just wanted my name to be held out in there, and so that I would know what was happening and what was going on.
Okay, how involved were you when you were a member? List any offices that you held or any committees or any special responsibilities you had.
Oh, you mean... president and stuff like that.
Right. Any committees? What officers did you hold?
Well, I've been president of club and the president of the whole association, you know. And I've just been membership of this one and that one.
Do you remember any certain committees that you were on? Any special programs or any special committees that you served on?
Well, I was president of the association.
Of the council, the Extension Homemakers
and,
Council?
While I was president, we started and published a cookbook. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Have you attended any state council meetings? And if you did attend, what was your first year that you attended?
Well, I attended our state meeting, isn't it? Isn't that what we called it, the state meeting?
Right. So you have attended that?
Yeah.
Okay. If so, do you remember back around what year you attended that, your very first one? About how many years ago that was?
Several years, but...
Well, what are your special memories about going to the state meeting?
Oh, we put programs on for entertainment. Isn't that what we get for? We did programs. We'd have a special program and nearly all the members could participate in it.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Well, It continued my education. I learned a lot.
What has been your favorite event or activity that you participated in EHC, your favorite activity?
Well, we had quilting clubs and different things like that, too. And I love to quilt.
Okay, so quilting is one of your favorite activities. What has been your least favorite activity about EHC?
Well, I would want to say the food, because I was old enough that I done had my taste settled. I knew what I wanted.
Okay, so the food was one of your least favorite activities. What changes have you experienced with the Extension Homemakers organization? What changes over the years have you seen?
Well, the sewing part of it, stitching, the stitcheries that we did. You know, I learned different stitches and things like that and all of that.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Yes, it did. I learned to detect just a little bit, and I could say, yes, we'll be friends.
Are there any other memories, experiences, or thoughts you would like to share?
What?
Are there any other memories, experiences, or thoughts you would like to share?
I should say yes to that.
Okay, what is a memory you would like to share?
Well, I like people. And I like to help people if I can.
Okay, are there any other thoughts you would like to share?
What, Dan?
Are there any other thoughts you would like to share?
Well, I'd just like to say that I learned my neighbors firsthand. I didn't have to take the other people's name for it. But I had a name for everyone.
Well, thank you for all your contributions to the Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.